Aren't you going to have lunch today?
No.
Want the sandwich?
Why, what's wrong with it?
Nothing. Just not as hungry as I thought I'd be.
Oh.
See, it happens like that once in a while. You get up in the morning and you say, boy, am I hungry today. So you take another sandwich. And then you're not so hungry. So, proves you're human and can be wrong sometimes.
Are you through?
No.
I wasn't sure.
Anybody know what this is?
I think Nick is making something.
Oh! Hey, oh, hey, my! Hey, oh. Good, huh? You let the goodness out.
What is that?
It's called shabu shabu, a Japanese delicacy.
Stinks!
A little.
You got any coffee today?
Later. That has to simmer for a while.
Why?
It's the rules. You want someone that's ready?
No, 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 thank you. No.
Culture shock might kill me.
You want a sandwich?
Trust me.
Thanks.
Listen, I tell you, I didn't do
hey,
nothing.
Put a lid on it, Vitali.
What do we got here?
Thomas Vitella, trying to rob St. Mark's Cathedral.
I was just there to light a candle for my mother.
Yeah, I caught him ripping open one of the poor boxes.
I dropped my matches in it by mistake.
Just a victim of circumstances, huh?
Yeah, right. And what about dragging me out of that church?
Come on.
I asked for sanctuary.
Sanctuary? No way. We give it to you, we gotta give it to everybody.
Huh?
I'll check him for Prior's Barn.
Okay.
Oh, hi. I'm not here yet.
Yeah.
I need just needed a level area to eat off.
It's okay.
I used a placemat.
Good.
Listen, I'm sorry, really. I'll finish. I'll just go over to the other side of the room, and I'll finish eating while I'm... while I'm going over there. Okay? Sorry.
It's okay.
Almost got my neck broke, too.
How'd that happen?
What, me, Barn? It was the priest that grabbed him and caught him till we got there.
Good for him.
Yeah, the guy's 68 years old. This is his statement.
Those old ones, they could really be brutal. I mean, they got a lot of pent-up strength on account of being celibate so long.
Hey, Fish?
Yeah?
I'm having trouble getting this off. Could you give me a hand?
Hey, what are you doing?
What is this?
That's my lunch.
Smells like garbage.
Garbage? Are you kidding? This is a Japanese delicacy. Fish heads, cabbage leaves, cucumber rinds, celery tops.
This is terrific.
Come to think of it, that is garbage.
Excuse me. Are you a police officer?
Yes.
My name is Lawrence Weisskopf, and I want to be arrested.
Any particular charge, Mr. Weisskopf?
Oh, are you a policeman?
Yes.
What did you do? Murder. Murder. You will find the body of Miss Gwen Baxter in the alley behind 450 East 28th Street.
Okay, Dietrich, Nick, go with
right.
Dietrich. Have a seat here, Mr. Weisskopf. Fish?
Yeah.
Read him his rights.
Sure. L.A. You have the right to remain silent if you give up the right to remain silent.
Nick, are you going with Dietrich? Come on.
Yeah, just a second.
Nick, come on.
Okay. Will you watch it so it doesn't overcook?
Yeah, just get going.
Yeah, you gotta keep stirring it.
Some water. You're sitting right here. Do me
a favor.
Barn.
Thing is, I gotta check out a few things here before I can book that guy.
Harris! Harris, listen, do me a favor, will you?
Man, I buy at the wrong time, I sell at the wrong time. You know, I could have bought Xerox at 13.
Really?
But I said, who's going to spend all that money on a machine when they got carbon paper?
All right. The buck stops here.
Oh.
Mr. Weisskopf, I understand you don't want to see a lawyer.
Why? I'm as guilty as if I killed her myself.
What do you mean, as if? I thought you did.
Maybe I should explain this.
Maybe you should.
You see, Gwen and I had made a suicide pact between the two of us. We just decided that our lives had become empty and meaningless, so why keep going?
Keep going. For my benefit.
Well, we couldn't bring ourselves to do it together, so we decided that she would be at her apartment, and I would be at mine, and then at exactly high noon, she would jump out of her window. And then I would take a revolver and put a bullet in my head.
Very poetic.
Thank you.
Also very stupid.
Anyway, at the last minute, I lost my nerve. I chickened out. I couldn't do it. I tried to call her and stop her, but it was too late. Oh, my God, when I think what I've done, I could kill myself. Almost.
Liz, you might as well take a statement.
Yeah.
We both felt that our life, the meaningful part, was over. And what was left? My God, I'm already 38. You reach a certain point in your life where you figure you've done everything important, and the rest then is just downhill. So why drag it out?
None of your business.
Hey, can't you give me a break, huh?
You robbed a church. That's disgusting.
Yeah? Well, I want you to know, whatever you think, I'm a good Catholic.
Sure. What's your address?
146 West 23rd Street.
It's right around the corner from me.
Yeah? Well, it's a nice neighborhood.
It used to be.
Wojo ho.
What is that? Polish?
Yeah. Any remarks?
No. I guess you're Catholic too, huh?
Yeah.
Where you go to Mass? I ain't never seen you at St. Mark's.
Well, I ain't been in a little while. Well, who's your employer?
None. So what's a little while?
Hey, I'm asking a question, Vitaly.
Sure, now. Belated?
This way, Miss Baxter.
Gwen!
Hello, Lawrence.
Oh, my God, you're alive.
How come?
Is this our other suicide?
Yeah. You've been stirring it?
Diligently.
You won't regret it.
We found her walking in the alley. She was in a daze.
Oh.
The reports of her death have been greatly exaggerated.
Mark Twain.
Yeah, but it's in public domain now.
What happened? You said it was going to be a beautiful thing. Both of us in spiritual communion. A rendezvous in the afterlife.
I meant that.
Well, then why aren't you dead?
No, I... Well, you look pretty lively.
I was gonna jump.
Ah, sure.
Listen, if I had really believed that you were really gonna shoot
yourself... Well, don't get snotty, Gwen.
I don't believe you two. You stand here arguing over whose fault it is that you're both still alive. Why don't you just agree on one thing? It was a stupid idea.
It is the quality of life that matters, not life itself. And it was not a stupid idea.
The station does not recognize its obligation to consider other points of view. Suicide is a stupid idea.
Isn't it better than letting senility and tedium and decay make the decision for you? Well, isn't it?
Call Bellevue.
Why? They make a lot of sense.
Just call Bellevue.
Hey, Barn. I checked Vitella for priors. He's loaded.
A lot of bad breaks.
Yeah. Armed robbery, burglary, and most important, he also happens to be AWOL from Rikers Island.
Oh.
Escape?
Yeah. Went out on a work furlough 2 weeks ago and never came back.
How about that? We hit the jackpot.
I don't want to go back to Rikers.
I don't blame you.
Give him a call. Have him send somebody to pick him up.
There you go.
You can't send me back there. If you send me back to Rikers, their guys here will get me.
Everybody's got enemies.
No, these guys like me.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, man, I just happens to look good in leather.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Just keep your pants on.
I better not.
Okay, come on.
You suppose there are a lot of people who think about killing themselves but don't go through with it?
Sure. Studies show that nearly everyone at some time in his life contemplates doing away with himself.
Oh, yeah? Then if the idea happened to occur to a person just for a sec, that's not dangerous?
No, of course not. Unless he happened to have a gun.
You two talk this over calmly and dispassionately?
Yes. I believe Mr. Weisskopf has reconsidered.
Good. Didn't want to have to hold it.
Apparently he has found something worth living for.
I have not. But you still want to die, honey. Oh, we can figure something out. I mean, really, I may be a lot of things, Gwen, but I'm not undependable.
I'll get back.
All right, in the cage.
What?
In the cage, come on.
Oh, come on, that ain't fair, man. You gotta finish booking me first.
No, no, you're finished.
Come on, what are you doing? This ain't fair.
Harris, someone who said he was your broker called.
Oh, thanks.
Harris, tell me the truth. You ever consider, you know, suicide?
I'll tell you in a second.
Hey, check your lunch, will you? It's burning.
No, no, I've been watching real careful.
You can smell it all the way in there.
Oh, no.
Whoa, we got a fire in the bathroom.
Oh, God.
I knew it wasn't my sharp shovel.
Are you going to call the fire department?
Yeah, yeah.
Anything I can do to help?
I don't know, Dietrich.
Maybe we could beat on the flames with our coats.
I don't think that would be necessary. Give me the fire department.
Mine's an old coat.
Hello, hello!
Lining shot.
Captain Miller here, 12th precinct.
We got an axe.
I told Hogan.
Okay, thank you. Better get those files out of here just in case.
I was hoping we'd let it burn and we'll start from scratch.
Get those files out of here! Harris, give him a hand!
Look, you said it was a good company with good P.E. and dividends and all that good Dow Jones junk.
Harris, come on!
Look, if I blow $300, I'm coming over there and take it out of your honky high.
Anyway,
spray! The lock is stuck.
Mother of mercy, am I burned alive?
Take it easy.
I want to make a confession.
Okay, I'll hear it.
Not to you, I want a priest.
Oh, boy, it's scary being so close to almost cashing it in.
Yeah, well, you get used to it.
Say bye. No racks.
Get these people out of here, will you?
Anywhere. Amaya, let's go. It's really not safe here.
That's all right. We're staying. I want to stay, don't you, Larry?
Me?
Oh, yeah, sure.
This room could be a blazing inferno in a couple of minutes.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes.
She okay?
Oh, she's terrific.
Good.
People still here? Come on, Dietrich. Get them out of here.
Bonnie, they don't want to leave. She's a little kinky. The libido plays a big part in suicidal motivation.
Lady, this is my fire. You want to get your kicks? Go find your own.
We're safe. Right, Larry?
Unless we're in the way. Come on. Dietrich, get him out of here. You have to use a club. Come on.
Fine. All right, folks, let's go.
Well, I mean, what can we do? He's a policeman.
If we don't do it now, we'll never do it, Larry.
We can set a fire in my apartment.
Wait a minute. You got a fireplace?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll stare at the flames and be together as one.
No, it'll be good. It'll be good, sweetheart. It'll be really good.
But not the same.
Barney.
Well, we had all the files downstairs.
Okay, yeah. This place is going up like cardboard. You better clear the building.
Yeah, just one second.
Nick, come on!
I don't want it to burn.
Bart,
huh?
That's guts. Hit on the Barnston.
Oh, great. All right, get out of here, Lee. The fire department will be here any minute. Get out of here. Come on, get out of here!
Cleaned up, Captain.
Yeah, I see. Lovely.
You people could be a little more careful.
You people could be a little neater.
How's the bathroom?
What about it?
Can we use it?
Sure, plumbing don't burn up. You know, this whole building could have burned down to the ground. You guys are lucky.
I suppose.
Just don't do it.
They had to chop it off.
Are you going to get a new one?
Eventually.
Yeah, but...
Till then, it's up to each individual's sense of modesty.
Nick, you better check for water damage.
It's too late.
What's going to happen? You're going to sign a confession admitting to arson. That's what's going to happen.
What arson? There was just a little fire in the toilet.
Yeah. And what would happen if this building had gone up and somebody gotten killed? You'd be facing murder one. And where'd you get those matches?
I found them in there. You see, it wasn't premeditated. It was a crime, a passion. I was hoping to escape in the confusion.
But unfortunately, there was none.
They want to go back to Rikers, that's all.
You're not going to be so lucky. This time they'll send you to Elmira or Attica.
Oh, yeah?
Hi, Fish. Been quite a day, hasn't it? I took Weisskopf and Baxter over to Bellevue.
Good.
I consulted with a couple of doctors while I was there.
Oh?
Did you know that suicide is really a manifestation of outward hostility turned inward?
Really?
Instead of killing somebody else, you try to kill yourself.
Fascinating.
Like Miss Baxter's. Suicidal tendencies often grow out of a combination of hostility and lack of sexual gratification.
Barney, it's finally ready. I want you to be the first to taste it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
See?
Gone. I wonder what went wrong.
Hello, Bernice. You want to go dancing tonight?
Up next on Barney Miller, Mr. and Mrs. Fish share a rare romantic kiss. Florence Stanley said it was nice kissing Abe Vigoda because he always smelled great. Next, here in TV Land.